Well, this is Sean Kennedy with the American Journal of Nursing. I'm the editor-in-chief, and I'm very pleased to be here with Ann Mitchell, Vicki Lynn Galley, and Naomi Warren. These are the three Texas nurses who were involved in what has become a landmark case for nursing. Back in April of 2009, Ann Mitchell and Vicki Galley wrote a letter of complaint. Naomi Warren also wrote a letter accompanying their information. And the complaint was about the unsafe practices of a physician who had been known to the board already. Subsequent to that letter, the nurses were fired. They were then arrested and indicted, and their case proceeded to trial. The trial happened in February of 2010. They were acquitted after a fairly short trial. In August of 2010, a civil suit was settled. And now, just recently, in January of this year, the county officials, the sheriff, the county attorney, and the hospital administrator, and the physician are all facing charges based on their misuse of information, which was interesting because that was the charge they brought against the nurses, on misuse of information and oppression of information and retaliation. So we're here with these three nurses, and just to discuss what life has been like. This is part two of the interview. Part one goes through the early part of the situation and incident, and part two now that we're in will cover after that what things have changed, what their perspective is, and how life is at this point. So Ann, Vicki Lynn, and Naomi, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we were talking just a little bit ago about all the events leading up to the acquittal, and the trial was a fairly short trial, and from the reports I read seemed pretty straightforward. Could you talk a little bit, Ann, about the trial?
You know, quite honestly, I was sitting up there, and I was listening as it was happening. But Vicki probably picked up more on the little nuances and things that were going on in the courtroom. I couldn't believe some of the things that were being said because that was not how things were, as I recalled. And it was obvious that there were some other issues going on there that I was not aware of.
So Vicki Lynn,
Vicki Lynn can probably give you a better perspective on that.
So Vicki Lynn, as you were sitting there listening to this, did you feel confident? Did you feel concerned that, you know, oh, they're really building a good case? Or did you say that this is just not going to fly?
Well, with hindsight, I think I was very naive. But as soon as Dr. Aroflis testified and Robert Roberts testified, I honestly felt like they could stop right there and let the jury go in, because Dr. Aroflis could not define the standard of care. He said that diabetics heal as well as anyone else. There were several gasps from the audience during his testimony, and of course the judge got on to everyone for that, but the way Dr. Aroflis presented himself to me just kind of lost the case for the prosecution, as well as Robert Roberts. He was kind of argumentative about the letter and that he felt the Texas Medical Board was the inappropriate agency to be deciding this matter. So in my opinion, I felt like those two lost the case for the prosecution. I don't know if that's true from a legal standpoint.
But you were feeling pretty good at that point.
I did feel good at that standpoint, yes.
Yeah. So the case, you were acquitted in February. Is that correct? Yeah, February of 2010. And then what happened during that time period, shortly after the acquittal? And then I know there was a civil suit that you instigated against the county, and that was settled as well. But at that point, your particular issues were over. Is that correct? I know now that with the indictment of the sheriff and the other officials, you'll be expected to participate in the charges against them. But are you now done in the sense of being involved with the legal system?
We don't have anything going on with them. Anything that would happen from here on out would be orchestrated by the Attorney General's office. They're the ones that have instigated that investigation based on a letter they received from the Texas Medical Board. So whatever involvement we would have would be under their direction.
Right. Now, it's been almost 2 years since you wrote the letter. It'll be April in another couple of months. In reflecting back on these last 2 years, tell me what goes through your head when you think about this whole whirlwind that you've been through. Anne, why don't you go first?
I'm concerned because I don't know that nurses understand the problems that could occur if they report someone, and then if they do understand, are they going to report someone if they have something they're questioning? I don't know very many people that would want to go through what we went through, that would want to lose their careers, essentially. We don't have, Vicki and I don't have anywhere else to go. We're not marketable as far as being a nurse in a metropolitan area because we live so far away. Naomi has a nurse practitioner's license, so she's more marketable than we are, and I understand that. And I'm not willing to drive 70 miles so that I can have a job. So it's really put us in a tough situation. Our futures have been changed forever. We're not contributing to our retirement. We're not contributing to Social Security. There's a lot of issues. I have a son that's getting ready to go to college in about a year and a half. So these are things I think people think about. How's it going to affect me? And it's a scary situation given the climate of the country right now.
Yeah. Vicki Lynn, how about you?
It's really hard to say. I've contemplated a few times going in and applying for a job, but I just cannot do it. Working in nursing again, having that responsibility and that duty, and knowing everything I do will most likely be scrutinized because I am considered a whistleblower. I just can't do it.
And Naomi, your situation's a little different because you weren't involved in the suit, but what's your feeling about all this? I mean, you did testify, though.
I did.
Right.
Well, I'm no longer naive. When we began this process, our desire was that this doctor, Arafales, be evaluated by his peers. We had concerns about his care, and all we asked was that his peers evaluate his care and determine if his care was appropriate. We did not think it was, but it was not our call. So I was very naive about how this could come about and turn on us. And as a result, I had to leave a job that I had planned to retire in. I'd been there almost 13 years, but I could not professionally and personally. My integrity was on the line, and I didn't want to be a part of an environment where patient safety and quality were not the priorities. So I do have to work, and I do drive 80 miles round trip every day to work. Mm. But I have, I've been fortunate. I have a place to work now where safety and quality are priorities. Many of my patients, probably around 600 patients from Kermit that I had, have traveled 20 miles to and have followed me.
Or 40.
Well, a total of 40 have followed me to my new place of work. So I've been fortunate in that regard. I'm no longer I was paranoid about law enforcement for a long time because in West Texas it's very desolate. People are very good people, but isolated, and
anything
can happen. You can't expect out here what you might expect in the city.
That's one of the kind of the subtle messages that many of the reports carried, was that because this was in West Texas, and not to pinpoint West Texas, but just in such a rural area where, for example, employment at this hospital was, if you wanted to work in a hospital, it was the only place to work if you were in that area. So that in many ways, in some rural areas, nurses may feel that they don't have options and therefore are stuck and have to accept whatever the hospital or whatever the law enforcement says, and they have few options to blow a whistle, or what are they going to do after if they get fired. Do you think that perception has a lot, comes into play a lot in smaller rural areas, given your experience?
I absolutely do. I know that people, nurses were well aware of what was going on, but perhaps to keep their comfort zone, they turned their heads to what was going on.
After everything kind of came out in the open and there was all this media attention, did you hear from the nurses that you had worked with at Winkler County? Did other nurses leave or react or come out and support, or was it kind of just business as usual for most of them?
There were some of those – this is Ann. There were some of those nurses that were calling me and texting me and giving me information all along. But you've got to remember, we are out in rural West Texas, and a lot of these people have to keep their jobs. We have single parents that are taking care of children that have responsibilities. And they were in a tough situation, too. So behind the scenes, yes, there were people that contacted us, but there are still some of the nurses that were involved in some of those cases that are still obstinate towards us.
Right. Do you think with the departure of the administrator who was there at the time, I believe he left in October and is now facing charges, and with the example that you've shown in sticking to your guns and coming out victorious, that nurses will feel, nurses in Winkler County Hospital and also other nurses will feel that, well, maybe we can come forward because the system worked for these nurses?
I think this is Ann. I think what you're going to have to do, or what anyone would have to do, is look at what the statistics are going to be over the next couple of years and see what the reporting statistics are, how much they've changed or improved or whatever, because that will tell a lot. You never know what people are going to do. Some people be very scared. They don't want to lose their livelihood.
So even though you came out winners in this and it's been publicized that these other people are getting punished, that still may not be enough because of the process you went through.
Absolutely not, because I know when this started, Vicki Lynn and I would say they can't arrest us. We're doing what we can do as nurses, and there's no way. Once the sheriff realizes that we are functioning within our scope of practice, that it will be okay, and it clearly was not.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, and I'm sure people have asked you already. If this was 2 years ago, if we could wind the clock back, would you do it again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's very impressive. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to shed some light on this and give us your personal perceptions and feelings on all this that happened. And I think you've given many nurses a wake-up call. I think your point about not being naive anymore and is something nurses should take to heart, because even though you want to do the right thing, it often exacts a pretty big cost. And I guess everyone has to weigh that for themselves, but it's nice to see that the system did work and perhaps will give nurses some confidence that in the end, if they can get the support that certainly it seems the associations, the nursing groups rallied around you and helped support you, that it is something that nurses need to stand up for. And so I want to just thank you all for the interview, but also for what you did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice talking with you.